Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and our Images of the Past segment today focuses on Potato Creek Johnny. And joining me to discuss this is Jessica Michak. She is an archivist with the Homestead Adams Research and Cultural Center. And we caught up with Jessica in Deadwood. Jessica, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Potato Creek Johnny, tell us who he is.
He found one of the largest gold nuggets in the Black Hills. He was a placer miner for about 40 years before he found it. And afterwards, he kind of became famous, became kind of a local legend, and he was featured regularly in the Days of 76 parades and celebrations. And he's, you know, one of the local history legends that we celebrate here in Deadwood.
Describe Potato Creek Johnny for us.
When he found the nugget, he found it in 1929, and he was 63 years old at the time. And he's very, very short. It was kind of
4'3", is that right?
Yeah, 4'3", which made him very unique and made him very popular with children, I think, because he was kind of on their level a little bit. But despite that, he had a super big personality. So he, you know, when he kind of gained this notoriety or this fame from finding this gold nugget, he really played into it, and it kind of fit with him really well.
Describe the nugget.
The nugget itself is actually between 4 and 5 inches long, and it's in the shape of a woman. It kind of looks like a woman's leg. So when he found it, he just kept saying that he hoped to find the rest of the leg.
Now, not everybody believed that he found it.
Yeah, when it first came out, or when he first started showing it around, people were kind of suspicious of it. It's pretty rare to find, you know, a nugget that large that was formed naturally. So people kind of thought that, you know, he had melted together some other gold and created it. They were pretty suspicious of it, but we had it tested actually a couple years ago through the South Dakota School of Mines, and they determined that it is in fact a natural formation. So,
and it was found in a creek, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Potato Creek.
Yes, yeah. That's where he got his moniker from, and that's actually part of the Spearfish Creek waterway. So.
Okay, and he had been mining for how many years? Since he was 17?
Yeah. Actually, he came here. He came to America from Wales in 1883 when he was 17.
Oh, okay.
And then he worked a couple kind of odd jobs before finally settling in the Black Hills and deciding to become a placer miner. So I think he was about in his early 20s, probably 23 or 24, when he got that claim and started actually mining, and then... like I said, he was 63 when he actually found it. So that's about 40 years of, you know, placer mining every single day before he found.
Yeah, what exactly is a placer miner?
So it's like the old-fashioned, like, gold panning. So, you know, that's kind of when Deadwood was founded and, you know, was a gold camp. That's the original mining that they did here.
Oh, it was the type of mining, not
yes,
that he was
yeah.
a miner in place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, as time wore on, mining became more technologically advanced, and, you know, a lot of the bigger mines were really the only people that were getting gold out of it, you know.
And this was independent miner, or did he work for any, I mean, people just went out to the creek and just stood there all day, or what?
They had to get a claim for it.
Okay.
So he purchased, you know, a certain area that he was able to mine in, and his was on Potato Creek. But then I think he had some attachments to a tin mine at one point. But most of what he spent his time on was actually working this claim. So it was, he would go out every day and try to pan for gold.
Just in that one area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he sold this nugget for $250.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of money.
No, it actually isn't a lot of money in the in the grand scheme of things. So I don't think that he became fabulously wealthy or anything from finding it. Certainly his life status improved. I think he was pretty desperately poor prior to finding it. So it certainly improved his life status quite a bit, you know, for him. And then his kind of claim to fame was he just kind of played right into the notoriety, I guess, of it.
So he took to parades and teaching young children how to pan for gold, but didn't really become financially wealthy from this discovery.
Yeah, I would say wealthier than before, but not fabulously wealthy, no.
But when you live a simple lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything, I think.
What do you take? What's your takeaway about Potato Creek, Johnny? What's the one thing that we need to know?
I think he was very smart in that he used finding this nugget to kind of advance himself and make himself known, and kind of really played into that. It was almost his, could have been a very 15 minutes of fame type situation, but instead he kind of became this everlasting legend, and we're still talking about him today. He's featured very prominently in the museum, and his life story is out there, and I think that part of that is because, you know, he took advantage of the opportunity that was given to him.
He didn't sell it right away, though, did he?
No, he sold it in 1934. So he had it for a couple years and kind of took it around and showed it to people. And I think he sold it to W.E. Adams, the founder of the Adams Museum. So he could have sold it somewhere else as well. And, you know, it very easily could have not remained in the Black Hills.
So he kept it local.
Yes, yeah. And I think that was W.E. Adams as well, recognized, you know, this isn't going to be an important piece of history for the future, and it should be in the museum.
So. And where is the nugget? The nugget right now is at the museum?
Yes, yeah. It's on permanent display in the museum. And there, it went on display in June of 2014, and it's in its own specially designed case to ensure that it's secure.
And there's been replicas made of it?
There was one replica made, and that actually came from what's called the Icebox Nugget, which is a smaller nugget that was found in 2010. And that nugget and then some placer gold was melted together to make a replica of Potato Creek Johnny's nugget. And the replica was auctioned off in September of 2013 by Deadwood History, Inc., you know, in the museum. And then the proceeds were split between the Wounded Warrior Project and the money to build this highly secure display case so that the nugget could be on permanent display.
And it would, according to our math, quickly here, it would be worth about $7,000 today. Would you value it at more?
You know, I haven't looked very recently, so I'm not certain about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jessica, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.